Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Fighting the high-tech fight. The phones are open. Call Dave now at 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
So we're talking about the ransomware that encrypts your data. Now, there's some ransomware that just pretends to be the FBI and says you've done naughty things on your computer and we know about it and we'll put you in jail if you don't pay us. And your fine is this amount and it's got to be paid by a green card or by Bitcoin. And, you know, there's several methods of payment that they allow. All of them are non-refundable, non-traceable, so that your money is gone. Now, the FBI ransomware one is fake and doesn't encrypt your files. Just unless you know how to clean your machine off, you can't use it. You know, it does not work. All you get is this FBI ransomware screen. Now, the encryption stuff, much more nefarious, makes your computer completely unusable. Your data is done. And what it does, it kind of targets common data file types like doc files, XLS files, JPEGs, GIFs, etc. Goes through, does searches, encrypts all of those. Some of them actually, I think, don't even worry about the document types. I think it just, some of them choose your documents folder and encrypts everything in that under your user. And then some of them go across the network, and any disks that you have access to, you know, like drive T on the server in the other building, get encrypted as well. And that's what happened to these police departments. Actually, not just one. The Lincoln County Sheriff said they paid about $300 to the virus guys to get their files back. Apparently, the Houlton Police Department also, the same week, had to spend some money. They didn't say how much, probably about $300 to get their files back. Again, the thing that gets me about this that I find ironic, I mean, I'm glad, but I just think it's funny. If you're a bad guy, you're a bad guy. Why decrypt it? You got their money. You're a bad guy. You don't care. So these are kind of like semi-evil guys. They're like the Diet Coke of evil.
Yeah, they're like a little bit ornery salespeople. They're kind of strong arming you, but not really, really bad. Just enough to make it hurt a little bit.
Well, they're extorting money.
Yeah, but then they're doing something for that money.
Well, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Instead of like the kidnappers, instead of returning the person, they could just kill them.
Right.
But they return
them.
They
do return them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the good news. You pay it, you get it back. Now there are some possibilities to get your data back without paying the ransom, but it's very unlikely.
And more expensive, right?
Well, sometimes it can even be more expensive. You brought up a very good point. No, actually, there's a couple of ways potentially that are even free, but it's very unlikely. So, you know, if you end up with this ransomware, you give your machine to a technician and he gives your machine back, says, sorry, buddy, no luck. Don't hold it against him.
Let me ask you this. What if you're using the current cloud idea of having your files and stuff shared on a cloud?
Yeah.
Would that be shared? That would be a way to keep that from happening to your data?
No, because your data, in order for you to use your data, it has to come down from the cloud.
Right.
It has to rain.
That's true.
In order for you to use your files, they have to rain.
Yeah.
The cloud rains, you use your files, and then it evaporates when you're done and you save them and they go back up to the cloud.
Gotcha. But what if you got a new computer and
you haven't done the...
Uh-huh. And then you go back to your cloud data and pull it down after that.
Could you do if the sync hasn't happened, you're fine.
Yep.
But that's the other thing about doing backups. You know, you do backups. Well, you have to have multiple layers of backups, and in fact, even multiple kinds of backups. It's one of the reasons I always recommend it. You get a USB drive, you plug that bugger into the back of your computer or in the back of the server, and you do backups there. And then you do backups to what's the real Carbonite? Not a bad, not a bad service. There are other great services. The problem is you got to have multiple levels, because what happens is you just back up the encrypted data. So depending on where you catch it, how soon you catch it, and what the situation is, and when your next backup is, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, the fact that you have backups doesn't always save you. So that's why you have to have multiple backups and multiple levels where you've got, you know, where you've got, let's say you do, you know, one backup set a day. Well, you better have 3 days worth of backups at least, so you can be sure that you go back prior to the infection and you've got a good backup set. If you just have one set of backup and you've already done your backup for the day, you come in the next morning just oblivious to what's happened. And the infection happened yesterday afternoon, and then it did a backup at 7 p.m. after the office closed and everybody's off. It's backed up all the infected data. You go to your backup to restore it, and it's encrypted. You're right where you left. So, you know, motivation for taking care of business, having several different layers of backups. It's a good, you know, one on-site, one off-site, still very good advice. So the Houlton Police Department also had to pay for their data as well. Good news is everybody got it back. It still surprises me they get it back. Did a little bit of research on the Milky Way thing.
Did you?
Yeah.
And what'd you find?
Completely nonsensical.
There you go.
You can't even...
Depends on what time, space, continuum you're in.
You can't even read it. You can't even read it. I mean,
really?
I can read... Yeah, I can read the words in between, and it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But when it gets into... Oh, no, there it is. There it is. I missed it during the break.
Well, there you go.
The entire Milky Way.
Yes.
Our galaxy. From edge to edge.
Yes.
Is approximately 100,000 to 120,000 light years in diameter.
There we go.
It may be as much as 150 to 180,000 light years from edge to edge. Now, it's important for us to understand we're on the Orion arm.
Rice. Right.
Of that.
Not rice, but right. I'm sorry, I'm getting hungry. Oatmeal. Cream of wheat. Go ahead, go.
The really funny thing is it's actually true.
It's true.
But we're on very close to an outer edge.
Yeah, we are.
Relatively. You know, we're talking, you know, thousands of light years. You know, think about it.
Yeah.
As much as 150 to 180,000 light years.
Yeah, that's huge.
That is.
And
just,
so that does.
And
that
that's
does...
just, look at, that's our galaxy. Now we're inside.
Right.
We're inside a subcluster of galaxies that is inside another subcluster of galaxies.
Absolutely.
And then there's the universe outside of that.
Yeah. Hundreds of thousands of galaxies. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's just nuts.
So I think those numbers that Robert gave sound about right.
No, 20, I don't think they are.
24,000.
25,000 light years.
Yes. From Earth to the closest, being outside the
no,
thing?
No, because...
Sure.
No.
Because if it's 100,000, you're a quarter of the way in.
Well, we're not a quarter of the way in.
Yeah, I think we are, though.
Okay.
Don't you think? You
don't think
we are. So. I think it's about right. It's more than 24 light years. I know that.
Well, that's true. 24 light years?
Yeah,
that's true.
That's nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, that is probably true. Yeah. Well, just so you know, the rotational period of the galaxy is about 240 million years at the position of the sun.
Oh, good.
So, wanted to let you know that.
That clarifies it.
866-821-8255 is the number. 866-821-TALK. We come back. Apple and Microsoft updates, some other fun stuff, and, of course, your calls. Don't go away.
Don't go away. You don't want to miss the senseless slaughter. Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.